Access Mobile. Listening.
HSX in general TR Mobile.
KO4LAO.
Good afternoon. 12:02, I guess it is, Jim. I just been to the trash compactor, the dump, if you will, and now I'm headed to the Salvation Army with some coats and stuff.
Yeah, I'm headed out to go for a bite of lunch here real quick myself. I heard you and Chad talking yesterday about the mailbox issue.
That's just pretty low, isn't it? And even lower, I heard on the local Fox News station last night, somebody went up and stole the Christmas decorations that they put out for their kids. They walk among us, I guess, Jim.
Well, you got any big plans this afternoon?
What we do have planned is picking up the kids at the airport tonight. They're coming down from Michigan. And Shelly mentioned that her trip to Germany and Austria next year might be in jeopardy due to the quarantine requirements. She was going over there for 10 days, and I guess they require you to quarantine for 14 days before you can get back on a flight in Germany after you leave another country.
Things in Europe over there is going to be challenging for travelers for some time to come.
Good thing is, she spent an extra $28 and got the flight insurance, so she can cancel it if necessary. She went to school on a Rotary scholarship over there in Vienna for a year, and then went back 4 years later to Germany and did a master's degree there in music. So, boy, this car's trying to get out here. I'm trying to give him some slack here and let him out. Nobody else will, though. But she usually went back every other year and visited the folks that she stayed with and helped them out or whatever they needed, and just to keep up on her German, I guess, Jim.
Keeping up on language skills is very good. That's why I'm working on CW. It's not a language, but it's pretty close.
Sure, but now, you've been really doing good. Chad's got him a new venture set of paddles the other day. I loaned him a set, and he got him some of his own. And you know, you have peaks and nulls, and you get to that burnout stage, and then you get better. I told him, I know how he is. The way he studies, and I said, don't do that. I said, practice it 30 minutes a couple of times a day and let that be it, and you won't get burned out.
By 2 o'clock here this afternoon, there's a CW Academy or CW Ops is doing a CWT thing, and I try to participate in that.
Good. What frequency do they operate on, Jim?
The major bands from maybe at the bottom of the band up to about 45 to 50 megahertz, and they only do it for 1 hour. So, you know, you got a I guess pouncers and I forget what the other name they call this, but the guy who's sending out the CQ, and it's pretty fun to do, you know, but some of those guys are so fast, it's really hard to identify the station, let alone keep up with what they're doing.
It's in your OTR. I understand fully. And that's about the only thing I can think of that comes good with age, is you'll get better.
I mean, I have gotten to the point where when it's really slow, it's hard for me to understand it now, or I have to really concentrate to figure out what somebody's saying. But but you know, still, head copy is something that's it's coming very slowly to me.
I don't think you're out of order there. Head copy was the hardest thing in the world for me, and it can still be too fast. Now, I can copy the call signs and that, but if a guy wants to have a conversation and it gets above 30, well, no way. I'd rather have him about 26 or 28. But even then, I wouldn't say by any means it's perfect. But you can always make out a conversation. But that's great, Jim, that you're doing that. I reached over here for a piece of gum and hit the volume control at the time. And I missed there. You say that they operate in several bands at the bottom of the bands. Is that QSL?
Roger that. They if you go to CW Ops or CW Academy, they'll have their CWT information, which is really it's a contest, but it's a fake contest. It's not a real contest. It's more of a practice contest, and they do a great job with it, you know, and it's great for people who are still trying to learn or trying to do head copy, because it's a pretty standard format for the whole thing. But still, you're having to get in there and compete with people who want to compete amongst themselves. So, bottom of the bands, I think from 28 megahertz up to about 45, and some of them even up as high as 63 megahertz above the band.
That sounds interesting. I know some of the better operators like Bill and Ariel and different ones, they had a program once, and it was a contesting program, and I think you could govern the speeds of it, and you could see if you could copy them or not. And when you get it more advanced, that would probably be a real good thing to get. It's free, if I remember rightly. I never did do it. I'll go to the contest at times just to work a few, but the last few nights has really stunk. The bands have been stinko. Usually on 40, I can talk about anywhere I want. And last night, HB9CVQ Andy, I've worked him many times in Switzerland, and he was on there. Oh, he is one fine operator, let me tell you. And then he immediately said, "Hi, Tom." And he was just running mainly responses, you know, 599s and all this. But, boy, there was a guy who took up more than his half of the road. That's not good. But, he's a real fine operator. So I work Switzerland there just for the fun of it. But you know the one, I'll work anything just for the experience of it, even now. And then I'll post it over there. But a lot of times I'll be up on the QRZ screen two or three times, and I try to give other people that opportunity. And there just hasn't been much on there, Jim. It's been crummy. It's really a lot of peaks and nulls here, with sunspots being what they are. And I don't know how much effect that has on the lower bands. I'm not that much of an aficionado that I can explain that.
I think I was on 7 megahertz this morning, and it was probably the best conditions I've experienced since I've been doing this. People were crystal clear. Now, there were some others that weren't experiencing the same, so it was a propagation issue for sure. But we do have a CME heading our way, and it'll probably be here this evening.
Also. Well, I'll be watching FlightAware. I always track the kids down on that. And that way we know when to leave for the airport. And they used to have, last year, and for several years, had a direct flight to Detroit. And they had it all booked for, months and months now. And, of course, they canceled it. And so they have to go through Atlanta. So they won't get here until 11:37, supposedly. But I always watch that, and then I listen to the air traffic on the way down there, so I know exactly when they landed. Because when a plane comes in and it's this time of year, there's a lot of traffic going in circles around there. You know, I don't particularly like that, but at any rate, that's the plan for tonight. But I'll probably go down and get on CW then. If you ever want to try to correspond with me, well, give me a text and let me know and what frequency you want to be on, or call me, and I'll see if I can get together with you. And I'll do my best to slow down. I agree with you. It gets very difficult to copy slow CW. From about 13 on up, I'm good.
I think that's what we got to do is get me, you, and Chad together and do some CW practice. I think that'd be great.
Hello, Jim. I'm getting ready to pull into the Salvation Army here. I have traffic, so I'm going to let you go. Guys, they blocked me. And I'm going to try to get around this van to get in the parking lot here. Great hearing you, Jim. You have a good day, sir. 73 scale 4 LAO. That's a big dip I just went through, if you heard it. It's 0TR. Have a good day, Jim.
73's to you. Thanks, N0TR. KO4 LAO clear. Key KO4 LAO. LAO monitoring clear. B4 CPA mobile. Okay, this is KO4 LAO. David, how are you?
Well, I'm just marvelous. Tell you what, ask me an hour and a half from now. I'm driving up to Maggie Valley to see my sister, so I got to travel 26, Interstate 26 and 40, so who knows what kind of mood I'll be in when I get through driving through all that mess.
I'm up 25 to head to 26. I was there yesterday. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's nice out here. My car thermometer is pretty accurate. It's just 57, and it really feels good. I wish I was out on the tennis court, but I've definitely injured my wrist somehow, my right wrist, which is I'm right-handed, so I may have to learn how to play tennis left-handed if this thing doesn't heal up. It feels pretty good, but I haven't played tennis in several days, too, so, and I probably won't play until maybe after the new year before I get back out on the court, so that maybe whatever's wrong, give it time to heal up. It feels like a pinched nerve or something. I got some numbness going on and pain, and that's just the kind of stuff that happens when you get old.
Learning that as well, I heard you talk. I think you were talking to KO4 RMM, something like that, the other day, and I heard you mention that.
I think it's that rare disease, Jim. AGE. Good morning, Dave. 0TR.
Good morning there, Mr. Tom. And how is Uncle Tom's cabin doing today?
Oh, Uncle Tom is doing fine. I just dropped off whatever Bernie's putting these bags down at the Salvation Army. And got out of there and went to the dump earlier, but nothing exciting to report, Dave. How say you?
Like I was saying, ask me an hour and a half from now. It's supposed to be an hour and a half drive up to Maggie Valley. That's where I'm headed to see my sister. And my wife was going to come, but she got a COVID booster yesterday morning about 8:30, and boy, man, it hit her hard last night, and then I'm on at 6, 7, 8 o'clock, and then after that, her temperature went up to 103. So she's okay this morning. She's pretty washed out. She was going to go with me, but anyway. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. And, I need to get my booster. I usually don't have, I didn't have that bad reaction to the, regular shot, and she did, so I think I'll be okay. At least I hope so.
Back here, I've got lunch waiting on me here, so I'll say 73 to you both. KO4 LAO clear.
Have a good day, Jim. This is 0TR. Dave, I'm very sorry to hear that, and I've heard that it's something about your body's antibodies or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And that it can happen. I've never heard of over a couple, two or three, doing that, but I'm sure there are. But Bernice and I, we didn't have a problem with any of them, the Pfizer's anyways, Dave, so... I think she'll be fine if her temperature went back down. But I wouldn't have liked that either, I can tell you that for sure. But I think, now this is just my opinion, it's well worth the insurance.
Dr. Tom, for that, oh, me, you're a man of many talents. She got the same shot, is it Pfizer, whatever, the booster is the same as her regular other two shots that she got. And she just gave blood a few weeks ago, and she had antibodies then. So, I think she just, her body just, reacts to it more. Because she had a bad reaction more of a reaction to the regular shots than I did. And I think that's just her body, and mine seemed to fight it off a little bit better. So I need to schedule, we can schedule it on my chart. So I need to do that.
Roger. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm right out in front of Dave Watson's place over here, within a few blocks of him, and the kids are out there riding those horses, and I think they're doing a little jumping, but I can't look. The road's too curvy. But, I've heard that certain people have reactions to it, and that's understandable. But, I've been shot with everything under God's green earth that they've ever invented, and I just don't think anything about it, and none of them have ever bothered me, other than one we had in boot camp, Dave, and somebody caught spinal meningitis from one of the other companies, and they give us a shot one afternoon in the cheek, of course, because it was a big shot, and somebody said it was bicillin or a million units of penicillin or something. I don't know. That sounds crazy. But I'll tell you what, about 85 or 90% of us couldn't walk the next morning. And believe me, when Reveille goes down, you walk. But it was screaming about a 8 or a 9 on the pain scale. And it hurt most of the day after that. And that's the only one. But I wasn't by myself, whatever it was, because spinal meningitis is a bad thing, and they kept that company totally isolated from us.
For CPA, I don't know. I don't know how contagious it is, but, you definitely don't want to get it. And, mostly your children getting it, but of course I guess anybody can. But anyway, I remember my dad, the one funny story he had to tell about going through, he was in the Army, and
when they went through boot camp and got the shots, he said, you know, of course they're in a line and they hit you with this thing. It's got multiple needles in it, and the guy in front of him fainted, and he just stuck his arms out and caught him under his arms, you know, under his armpits there, or at his armpits, and he had to carry the guy through the line because, I mean, that's what you had to do because they had to keep moving. And so here he is carrying this guy and getting his shot. You know, so he can't exactly relax his arm. You know, they want you to relax for the shot, but because he's standing there holding that poor guy up.
It's Gerald TR Mobile. The funniest one I ever seen is this young woman. He had two needles, Dave, in one hand, and would give two injections at one time. I've never in my life seen that done before or afterwards. You didn't even feel it. I mean, that kid was good. I say kid, he was in his 20s. But the ones that, there were a few that passed out. I've only experienced that once or twice, seeing it, but not very often. But some of them, they just, sign of a needle, they go down. But the one that was, and every time somebody will do what they tell you not to, they had air guns, and you could hear a 60-cycle hum as you approach that. And it'd just be, and that was it. And they told you, here comes a fire truck. They told you not to move. Well, of course, if you did, it cut you. And that guy ahead of me, he moved. I'm going to drop the mic. They're getting too close, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I know, changing subject, I know a guy that he bought a wireless microphone. And we were in a band, and he wanted one of those mics like you put. It's real thin, and it's flesh color. You almost can't see it. And you just wear it on your head, or it goes around one or both your ears, and stays on your head and everything, and then it just comes out, swings out on one side towards your mouth. And anyway, so he bought that, and it was wireless, of course. And come to find out, he was on a 700 something megahertz FM frequency, and they sent him. I was talking to the guy that did our sound repair if we had any problems, and he was out of Easley, and he said that those frequencies had been taken back by the FCC, and they had given those to the fire department, and he could no longer use that mic, because we were going to buy it from him because it was real nice and use it in church there, but they said that, you know, they were not supposed to be used anymore. And I thought, yeah, what a waste, because that was a lot of money he spent on that thing.
This is Gerald TR. Yeah, that is a shame, but you know, that seems odd because the fire departments have always been about 155 in that area, 154, and there still are some of them here in this area. But almost everything now is 800 megahertz around here, and I don't have anything that will receive that anymore. I had a handy talkie that would, and I left it laying on the trunk of the car one day and backed out. And I went back to get it, and the neighbor had already stolen it. It was a guy in a rental house and known to be drug traffickers. And that's one of the reasons we got out of there. But you never know. It was, that radio was opened, and in the old days, you could do that fairly easily. Now I doubt that you can. But it would receive or transmit anywhere. and just made me sick. It was a nice little VX5, I think it was, Jesu. But I know that's where it went, and he wouldn't have any way to use it, but probably sold it on eBay. Had my call sign on it, but I don't think that makes much difference when they just sand it off. But, yeah, back to the shots. The only one that ever gave me in trouble, Dave, other than that one, was the tetanus shot, and it makes your arm get sore. And I've had a few different ones that made my arm get sore, but I've never been sick from one, and I don't know of anything in the world we weren't vaccinated for. But at any rate, I guess I've been very lucky. And it don't bother Bernice. Flu shots used to make her arm swell up, but they don't now. But unfortunately, I heard on TV the other night that, you know, they always go over and they get the strains of the flu ahead of time. And then they mix them up and put them in the shot. Well, we got our shot in September, the end of September. And they're saying the flu season might be worse this year. But I heard this on the local news the other day that they didn't get that H1N3 or something in the shot this year. And I thought, oh boy, that's nice. 4 out of 5, and they didn't get the one that that's been the dominant one so far. Like you say, c'est la vie. Anyways, I've arrived back home. You have a safe trip, and we hope your wife's doing fine. I think she will. And be careful out there. There's a lot of traffic this time of year, Dave. We're going to pick our kids up from Michigan late tonight, and they'll be here for the week. 73's name, KB4CBA, N0TR. Catch you later.
Yeah, 25 is pretty crowded, so that's always a sign. I guess 26 is really going to be a mess, because that's just been my experience. If it's light on 25, then it's not quite as heavy on 26, but usually it's the case. There's a lot of cars out here. I managed to zigzag around most of them. But anyway, well, you have a good day, and always a good talk with you. I don't know if Jim's still in there. I forgot to tell him. Bob, I hope you didn't hold him up from his meal there too long. And 73's Tom, and Merry Christmas. I'm going to get to talk to you. And we'll talk to you later. N0TR, KB4CBA, Mobile.
Yeah, he went to lunch, Dave. And well, if you're driving that stud horse, you won't have any trouble keeping up with him if you stick your feet through the floorboard and pedal a little bit like Fred Flintstone.